We're doing the laws of meat and milk. We're up to the fourth chapter of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Hilchot Basar V'Chalav. Im Chatach B'Sakin Chalavit Bat Yoma. So we have a knife, which is milchik, and it's been used in the last 24 hours. So the laws we're about to learn almost never happen. Because almost always when we speak about a dairy knife, our dairy knife is rarely used within the last 24 hours with hot dairy. What do you use your dairy knife for? You cut butter with it. You cut a pancake with it. What do you cut with it? So it's rare. Pizza maybe, okay, but how hot is the pizza by the time you're cutting it? It's very rare that our dairy knives were used within the last 24 hours for hot dairy. That's the general rule. So the halacha we're about to learn is speaking about, you had pizza come straight out of the oven, okay, and you cut it with a dairy knife. So your dairy knife is now really milchik. You just took out a kugel from the oven. It's still in its pot, in its pan, whatever. You cut your cheese lakshan kugel with your dairy knife. Okay, so my dairy knife is now, by mistake, being used for chatichat basar rotachat, for a boiling piece of meat. So I have a pot, and in the pot I have a big chunk of meat. I take a knife and I stick it in and I start cutting the meat. And as I'm cutting, I suddenly realize, oh no, the knife I used was dairy. So then the heat of the meat draws out the milk flavor from the dairy knife. If you want to follow inside, we got your cup. It's 55 shekel. So the meat ends up absorbing the flavor of the milk that was in the knife. Lachen, therefore, צריך שיהיה בבשר שיעור של פי 60 מחלק הסכין שנכנס בבשר בזמן שחתך. So if I have a knife, do we have a knife here? Okay. Let's grab a plastic knife. So, we're going to imagine that this is my knife, this is the handle. I take the knife and I cut the meat, okay? So I'm cutting. How much of the knife went into the meat? That's what I estimate by. I say, how much of the knife went into the meat when I cut? And then I say, is the meat 60 times the volume of the size of the blade that entered the meat? My assumption is that the amount of blade, the volume of the blade that entered the meat, is the volume of flavor that entered the meat. Do I have 60 times that in the meat? ולכן, and therefore, אם ידוע בבירור בלי ספק כמה מהסכין נכנס בבשר, let's say you can see there's grease left on your blade, you know how much of the blade went into the meat. You know that this whole section over here did not go into the meat, you caught yourself before you went in all the way. So then, סגי בפי 60 בבשר כנגדו, so then it's enough that I estimate 60 times the volume of that amount of blade, that amount of the blade that entered the meat. They may know you're there, but if you're not sure how much you used, you washed off the knife, you don't remember how much of the knife went into the meat. צריך פי 60, can I get כל הסכין? So then I need 60 times the volume of the whole blade, מלבד הקטה, except for the handle. ואם יש פי 60, הבשר מותר. And if I have 60 times the volume of the blade, which is fairly common, I mean, the blade is very small, it's not such a large amount to have 60 times the volume of the blade. I mean, imagine how thin the blade is. 60 of that is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, you're talking about a very small piece of meat. If you have a chunk of meat that you're cutting, so almost always you'll have 60 times the volume of the blade. If you're cutting a small piece of meat, like a hamburger, then you run into a question whether you have 60 times the size of the blade. A hamburger, a hot dog, right? Then you run into the question, you know? You slit open your hot dog. Yeah, your hot dog is sitting on the barbecue. You decide you want to slit it open or you're going to poke it so it doesn't explode on you, right? And then you realize you were using a dairy knife. The dairy knife that you used this morning for your lasagna or whatever hot pizza. So then, assuming the knife was clean, I need 60 times the volume of the 60 times the volume of the blade. Ein pi shishima basar asur. If I don't have 60 times the volume of the blade, then the meat is prohibited. And when I do have 60 times the volume, so now I say the milk flavor dissipated. The milk flavor is irrelevant because I had 60 times its volume in the meat. Bechol ofen tzrich lachtoch kedei klipa mimakom shebo chatach hasakin babasar. Nonetheless, I do say kedei klipa. I have to take the equivalent of a peel that I cut out of the place where the knife went. So if I had my piece of meat and I stuck in the knife and I cut the meat, so now I have the cut over here, so I have to take off kedei klipa. I take off like a peel of the meat. How thick is that? V'shiur klipa hi, how thick do I have to take off? She'achtoch be'ovi kaze she'inatel kulo ke'echad lo ye peruim peruim. When I could cut it as one slice, that it doesn't become crummy, when I could cut it as one slice, that's kedei klipa. It's thick enough that the amount that I cut off stays together. Okay, that you get it like a peel, like one peel that stays together, not that you cut off. Yeah, it's called kedei klipa, the equivalent of peeling off a peel. How thick does that have to be? Thick enough that it could stick together. Both. Others say you should take off the equivalent of about 2 centimeters of the meat. That's a lot. Yeah.
If you've got 2 centimeters, that means that you've probably got more than a 60th of the knife.
Okay, it's a good point. Vitam.
A clean milk knife.
That was used in the last 24 hours for hot milk. Yeah.
If there's milk on it, then
and it was washed. The knife was washed.
The knife is clean, but I used it in hot meat. Yeah, meat that's in the pot.
What does perurim mean?
What the perurim are crumbs. Vitamam. And the reason for this second opinion is shechoshishim shematam aniflat nasakin lo nitbashet bekol habasar. You remember we discussed, when does flavor dissipate? In a liquid. When I have a chulent, and I stick into the chulent my milchik spoon, so then I could say that the flavor of milk from the spoon dissipated throughout the liquid. But when I cut a knife, so the second opinion says, who told you that the flavor of the knife dissipated throughout the meat? When I'm cutting a solid piece of meat. So that's why they hold that elarang nitpashet ad shiur kedei netila mimkom hachatach, that it only spreads out those 2 centimeters from the place of the cut. V'shiur mud'at zeh v'day she'en pi shishim k'neged hasakin v'lachen tzrich lechotcho. And they say the flavor doesn't go beyond that, and that's why you for sure don't have 60 times the volume of the knife, and the knife gives out flavor that much into the meat, you cut off that amount. That's the second opinion. Okay, now we come to the classical case, meaning when people call up with the question, they always say, I used a dairy knife. And we don't argue with them, but we ask, when was the last time you used it for hot dairy? And then they say, gee, I don't know if I ever did. And then you say, did you ever cut hot pizza with it? And they say, yeah. So you say, okay, so sometimes you did. When was the last time you did that? I can't remember. Okay, so in the last 24 hours it was not used. We said no questions. So if in the last 24 hours it wasn't used, then we said that after 24 hours it is noten tam lifgam. The flavor that it absorbed is pungent, is now a negative flavor, not a positive flavor. So now, if I'm going to use that knife, which is what the classical case is, almost always when you confuse a knife for a spoon and you stick it into the wrong pot, it almost always was not used in the last 24 hours for hot dairy, etc. So im ena sakin bat yomah, we're up to page lamed dalid, the letter gimel. If the knife was not used recently in the last 24 hours, pashut, then it's obvious shebechol ofen habasar mutar, that it doesn't matter if you have 60 times the volume, you don't have 60 times the volume, the flavor that's coming out is not a positive flavor, it does not make the meat prohibited. We already explained that when an instrument was not used in the last 24 hours, assuming the instrument is made of metal, one of the classical materials, we're not talking about earthenware now, we'll get to earthenware later, so our assumption is that the flavor that comes out of the knife doesn't prohibit anything. We're not talking about sharp foods. We'll still discuss those things later. Nonetheless, we do take off a peel's worth of the meat where you did the cut. Why is that? Our assumption is that our knives have a little bit of oil or fat stuck onto them. If you cut cheese with it and you cleaned off the knife, were you really careful that in all the crevices you got out all the oil from the cheese? You cut your meat with your meat knife, were you really careful when you cleaned it that you got out all the oil? So the Gemara discusses that you stick the knife in the ground, and that was, they didn't have steel wool, so that was their way to clean off all the fats from the knife. You went to tough ground and he stuck it in the ground 10 times, so you knew that you cleaned off all the fats and all the oils. The question among the halachic authorities is today that we have steel wool and we have scotch and we have soap. What about our knives? So I found at home that some of the knives are serrated, and in the serrated edges you find a little bit of dirt. I once thought I would kasher my knives for Pesach, and after I kashered them, I started looking inside the serrated edges. They were butter knives, and I saw it was black in there. And as much as I tried cleaning it with toothpicks and toothbrushes, and I couldn't get it clean. I realized that maybe you'll tell me that's not edible, but I saw I could not get the serrated edges clean. So our assumption is that our knives have a little bit of fat stuck onto them. And here again, we have the discussion, do we make that assumption today that we have better cleaning supplies than they did? But nonetheless, we're concerned that maybe there was some fat there, and maybe that fat got absorbed into the meat. So we take off a peel of the meat. We take off a peel of the meat. Nivla got absorbed. Okay, all of this was discussing the meat. What about my knife? Okay, until now we were discussing, can I eat the meat? But my dairy knife, just cut into hot meat in the pot, fresh meat that's boiling hot, or on the stovetop, or on the mangal, on the grill. Dina sakin, the law of the knife is benchi bat yoma, benchi na bat yoma. It doesn't matter if the knife is a knife that was used in the last 24 hours for dairy or not. Ben aya shishim babasar kenegda, ben lo aya shishim kenegda. It doesn't matter if your chunk of meat is so big that it has 60 times the volume of the knife, or it's smaller, it's a piece, it's a hamburger. Bechol gavnei tzicha echsher ba'agala. Either way, we have to kasher that knife. We will boil a pot of water. We'll stick the knife into the pot of water. Take it out. It's kosher. That's what we call hagalah. We'll learn more about that later in the year. How to kasher vessels. Bezrat Hashem, we'll have classes on that also as we approach Pesach. And finally, the last halacha in this chapter. Bekol makom shir safek al akli o al akapit, imi bat yoma. Sorry. Oi, na bat yoma. In any instance that we're not sure whether the instrument was used in the last 24 hours or not used in the last 24 hours, azlinan lekula. Our rule is we're always lenient. We have a rule that says the following, v'amrinan, stam kelim einan b'nei yoman. If I'm not sure if I used this knife in the last 24 hours or not, my rule is, the assumption is, every instrument, every vessel you have at home was not used in the last 24 hours, unless you prove differently. Let me just put it on silent, I'm sorry. So again, our assumption is, unless proven otherwise, stam kelim einan b'nei yoman. Our assumption is that all the instruments we have at home were not used in the last 24 hours, unless I know differently. If I know I used it in the last 24 hours, then, okay, it's a bat yoma. And that's why if I used a knife to cut the meat And then, it's a dairy knife. Wait a second, did we use this for hot milk? Let's see, yesterday we had pizza. But I don't remember if I cut the pizza with this knife or a different... I don't remember. Did I use this knife for the hot pizza? Did I use it on Shabbos to cut the dairy kugel? I don't know. I try to find out. I don't know. If I don't know, my assumption is, stam kelim einan b'nei yoman. My assumption is, any instrument that I don't know differently, the gong assumption is it was not used in the last 24 hours, and therefore it does not make the meat prohibited. The ma'achal mutar, and the meat is permissible. Okay, that's our general rule. If I don't know, my assumption is it was not used in the last 24 hours.